Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, Google, Apple's, whatever. Maps have been around for ages.
Plus, beam your photos, run from zombies, and save your deleted pictures.
All that and a photo voyage on iPad Today.
Cool. iPad Today is brought to you by Ford, featuring the My Ford Mobile smartphone app for electric vehicles. The My Ford Mobile app makes the electric driving experience fun and efficient. Learn more about Ford electric vehicle technologies at Ford.com/technology. And by Go to My PC from Citrix. Connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer and from your iPad and iPhone, too. Sign up for a free 30-day trial today at GoToMyPC.com. Use the promo code iPad. And by Slingbox, which could turn your iPad into a television. With the new iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at Slingbox.com/TWiT. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we're going to do a fun one, maps.
Yeah, maps. So, we should say right off the bat.
We're going to be honest with you.
We are.
We're not normally very honest, but we're going to be honest this time.
Usually, we hide a lot of stuff from you, the audience.
There are secrets galore on this show.
So many. You have no idea.
It's
like Downton Abbey up in here.
There's a small person standing behind the chair telling me what to say,
right,
for instance.
But that person is dead, so we've got.
But that's
to come
not
clean.
The secret.
No,
there's
that's
another
just
secret.
The side story. The other secret is that we are actually recording the show before WWDC, which is the day that we expect Apple to announce their whole Google Maps killer.
iOS 6 is going to be huge, and there'll be a lot to talk about in our next episode. We will talk about
that's
it.
That's right.
But because of Sarah's vacation, she's going to London and she's going to the south of France.
I am.
She's going to be doing Le Web. And we will broadcast, by the way, your interviews at Le Web. That'll be fun.
Exactly. It's going to be great. I'm going to be talking to the founder of Food Spotting and Get Glue.
Cool.
So it's like right up my alley. So
but
I'm
that
really
takes
excited
her
about that.
On vacation for, I think you're going to miss three episodes. So we're pre-recording.
It's three Thursdays in a row. So we've gotten to the point now where we are banking a few episodes beforehand, and just because of weird scheduling, this show is going to air 2 weeks after we shoot it. So right now, we're wondering, hey, what's Apple going to announce? By the time you're watching, unless you're watching live, because people do that, of course, you'll know.
But this will be fun, because you know already what we don't know, and you can tell us we're wrong.
Right.
Or maybe we're amazingly prescient. For instance,
are we psychic?
I think the WWDC announcement, this is June 11th, we're covering it live.
That's right.
Or we covered it live, depending on when you're watching. Sarah was there for that.
Yes, it was a wonderful
day. She was
day.
Fantastic.
Oh, just great.
We start at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. That's going to be our Mac Break Weekly, too. So this Monday, we're going to do our WWDC coverage. I have predicted, and I think I'm right, it will be the summer of Tim.
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook.
That's
it's going to be the summer of Tim.
Course.
There was some debate last week on Mac Break Weekly about whether Apple would not only announce, we know that they're going to talk about Mountain Lion, the new OS X. We know they're going to talk about iOS 6, both of which will come out probably this fall. Maybe Mountain Lion sooner, actually. It might be as soon as next month. But what I suspect and what a lot of rumors were saying is that Apple might announce new hardware. And now it seems pretty apparent they are going to announce the largest single announcement of new hardware they have ever announced. Not new iPads, sorry to say. Not maybe new iPhones, probably not. But certainly a lot of new Macintoshes. So that's our prediction. Am I right? See, they can't talk back, so I don't know.
We don't know.
But I know I'm right.
But what we decided to do is at least we know Maps is a big thing. Apple's got to talk about their Maps technology and people, you know, Google just, well, a couple days ago from the time that we're shooting this show, yesterday was it even?
Yeah.
Yeah. They put together what seemed like a bit of a hastily put together announcement to talk about how they were going to allow offline maps for Android users and also start to offer some 3D map imaging that is based on, what do they call it, like the Google trekker backpack where they're going to have staff members climbing over rocks?
They do. They have two things. They have one, which is a backpack that you wear that you look like a crazy person with a dome over your head that will take pictures as you walk or hike or walk around inside. You could actually use a street view. It's a street view device. You could actually have street view. I guess they don't call it street view. They call it whatever the equivalent of street would be in this case, of the Twit brick house. Somebody would walk around with that device on. It'd just take them a few minutes, as long as it took to walk through it. And then they're also going to be over select cities flying planes low and shooting pictures, which they'll then turn into 3D maps. But I think you're right. This was very hasty. They did it less than a week before Apple is expected, and again, we don't know yet, but is expected to announce that they're pulling Google Maps from iOS 6, that there will be an Apple Maps app. And I think that's a pretty good rumor. That's pretty sure.
Well, we've seen some evidence of it. They've bought companies that would lead us to believe that they're going to actually use the technology from those companies. C3 is one of the companies that does these great
3D maps.
Yeah, they're virtual. They're not actually even. There's a great video that's gone around online of the Hoover Dam, and it's like, it looks real. Right. It doesn't even look like it's computer generated, but it is.
Google's will based be on real. Actual maps. That's what's interesting. Google's taking pictures.
Yeah.
So maybe they, you know what? This is good for us. It means there's competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad if you really love Google Maps on iOS, because I don't think there'll be a way to do that going forward.
Oh, although, you don't think that there's going to be a standalone Google Maps app that you can use to your heart's content?
That's an interesting question.
I think there will be. Why not?
That's an interesting question. Will Apple kill that? And
they don't kill any other Google apps.
Ah, so maybe you will be able to continue to use Maps, but you'll be encouraged to use Apple's Maps.
But it's sort of,
And so will developers, because developers will start using Apple Maps in their applications
sure,
as well.
Sure, exactly. And that's the $60,000 question is, how will some of the apps that we know and love that use Google Maps right now change, if at all, once they've got iOS 6 and the ability to have Apple's own proprietary map service? Airbnb is a great example. I'm looking at maps for, you know, weird places overseas on Airbnb all the time. It always kicks me over to Google Maps.
Well, and now Google has decided to start charging companies like Airbnb, where they never did before, for the use of those maps. So Apple sees this as a really good opportunity, A, because they'd like to get Google off the platform entirely. They're not crazy about Google. But maps are where there's a lot of money to be made. Google Maps on Android has started to add place recommendations, reviews, Zagat reviews on the Android Maps app, and I'm sure that they're thinking about doing it on iOS. And Apple says, yeah, we can make money, too, with location-based information so that we can recommend restaurants and maybe even have ads associated with where you are. So Apple sees this as a big opportunity and perhaps an opportunity to steal some with the API as well, so that developers will start using Apple's Maps. We're going to talk about Maps today. In fact, we're going to talk about alternatives to Google Maps and to maybe what Apple will announce next week.
There is one map. We have talked about it in the past. It was called Off Maps. But it has been updated to Off Maps 2. Now, Off Maps, it's interesting because I didn't actually realize that my Off Maps was super out of date because they've stopped updating it in the App Store. But there actually is a whole different version. They just didn't want to wipe out that initial app for anybody who had just downloaded a bunch of maps. And the reason is because what you actually do is you do download all of this data. So Google's saying Off Maps or offline maps going to be available, at least for Android users, is great, but there are certainly services on the iPad that do this already.
We'll show you a couple, actually.
Yeah. Off Maps 2 is the one that I'm looking at, and as Leo mentioned, I'm going to be in London soon to speak at Le Web. This is a dollar, by the way. So what I went ahead and did is I went through all of the map areas that I could choose from, and I downloaded they call it like the touristic area of London. So it's like it's a lot of the London boroughs, if they call them boroughs there, but not too much of the outer stuff. It's pretty much just the big area of London and its surrounding suburbs. What's great about this is like, okay, so I've got this big map. Oh, this is funny. It's like I have a map of London at home and this looks just like it because of the river. And as I'm zooming in more and more, it somewhat, I mean, I'm on Wi-Fi here, it somewhat quickly will keep up with me. I see a lot of street signs, and you know, I have like this little metro subway areas. For the most part, it's pretty quick. It could be quicker, but it's pretty quick. And you know, again, this is not downloading off of the internet. This is actually something that I've downloaded.
And this is the advantage. You're not using very expensive data in London.
That's correct. I think it was about 80 megabytes for this particular map.
Now, whose map data is this? This doesn't look like Google.
It's OpenStreetMaps.
Yeah,
okay. Which is what Apple was rumored to be working with when they came out with not iVideo. What's that? What's their iPhoto?
It was an iPhoto, yeah.
It was iPhoto.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They have very nice looking kind of Baroque maps. It turns out the data came, not the drawing, but the data came from OpenStreetMaps.
Yes. What's neat about this is you go, okay, that's a map. That is helpful, especially if for whatever reason you can't get online or you don't want to use your data. But there's more to it, actually. If I click on this, it sort of looks like a little, I don't know, a camera lens. Now I have some more choices. Like, do I want to start looking for places to eat?
And points of interest.
Yeah, and it's like, I know that they have great Indian food in London, so perhaps I'd like to search by an Indian food restaurant. Now, it doesn't necessarily, I mean, I'm looking through, still in the A's of Indian food, but if I was looking for a particular place, I could go ahead and search for it. There's a lot of Indian food places that are called Lahore. So if I go ahead and search for that, then I can see where it is on the map.
You're going to the town where the best Indian food in the world
chicken
is.
Chicken tikka masala, they say, was invented in London.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean, now, there are probably quite a few Indians who would disagree with this, but I've always heard that London, well, London has, let's put it this way, exceptional Indian food in London.
Well, it's like saying that, New York has great pizza. It's,
right.
You know, it originated somewhere else, and somewhere along the way it morphed, and good food is good food. But that's really great. So I can look via restaurant, I can look via, places to stay, hotels, currency exchange. That's
and
the sort
all
of
this
I'm
without
need.
Using any data.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. So when I download the map, it's not just the map itself. It's points of interest that are as updated as this app is. So
wow.
I love this. For a dollar?
That's
pretty
amazing.
As far as metro areas around the world, you are covered. Love it. That's open. That's off maps, $2.99.
Wow. Do you want me to do one and then you can get back to yours?
All
right. I mean, it's fair. This is another one, and Andy Anako recommended this one for me for people who want to use GPS, use mapping, but not use bandwidth ahead of time. So what you would do, just like your app, is you would say, for instance, I'm going to London, and you would download. And let me show you. This is called MotionX GPS. Now, I've shown you MotionX Drive, which is a really nice turn-by-turn GPS. This is the sister app. MotionX is, by the way, what's in your fuel band. It's also what's in the Fitbit.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a technology that watches your motion, and they make maps as well. So here's how this works. Now, you get, by the way, you get maps from Bing. I'm going to go to the menu. It is not, I don't think, as elegant as user interface as the one you just showed. In fact, it's kind of a clunky user interface. But it does allow you to do things as, for instance, record your tracks and upload your tracks. You could set waypoints. You could find your position. This would be great for geocaching, that kind of thing. And if I go to setup, you can see there's quite a bit of setup. One of the options is map downloads. And I can now download new maps. Now, this is kind of nice. There's a road map, which is kind of like the Google Maps. There's terrain, which is the satellite, and contour, which shows elevation. So if you're a hiker, contour is really, really handy. And then there's this one, the NOAA Marine Experimental Maps, which shows details of seabed, coastline, navigational hazards. If you're on the water,
Whoa. This
is great. So we could choose whether we want the road, the hybrid, the satellite, or the terrain. I like hybrid, which gives you road map, but also pictures of what you're seeing. So you have all these choices. Then, and this is nice, you say, well, what do I want to download? And you can decide how much data you want to store. If you want all the detail, the max zoom is 19, but often you don't need it. In fact, I usually only download 16 or 17. That'll give me everything I need to navigate, but not all the way zoomed in data that you might want. You can also say, okay, we're going to set her here, but I'm going to increase the radius to here. You can make it as big as you want. So, for instance, when we went to Paris for Le Web, I didn't obviously download this much, but I downloaded not just Paris, but Paris and the environs.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do this, you can download it. It says roughly 57 gigabytes for all of this data. So you can choose how much detail to add.
Now, why did you do that? Because you knew you were going to go to Versailles or something?
Exactly.
You wanted a
little bit more. And again, this will be offline. It'll be stored. I'm sorry. 57 gigabytes is total storage. The set that I'm going to download is 33 megabytes. That's a lot more reasonable. You can also pick a route.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you say, well, I know I'm going to be traveling to San Francisco, you can say, I want everything around that route.
Too much.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
So this is a really nice app. It does allow you, while you're navigating, to continue to listen to your music. It has iPod capability built in. Good searching. You can even, I don't know how useful this is, but if you want, you can tweet or Facebook your location as you move. You can actually send out updates saying, well, I'm here now, I'm here now, I'm here now.
Maybe if you're like,
really
I'm
annoying.
Driving through Syria and I just really want you to know where I am.
You know what this would be useful? If you're a hiker, this will or tweet. You can use a private account.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're worried about getting lost, you can have every 5 minutes or 5 miles, you can have it. Share your information with friends and family privately. That way, it's not bothering the world. So
it's funny. It is a little clunky graphically,
yeah.
But it's got such good information. I guess it doesn't really matter.
You have a choice, for instance, of Google, Bing, and MotionX Maps. It's really very complete. I really like it, and I highly recommend it. I think the MotionX Maps are probably OpenStreetMap, but I'm not sure. I really like it. I think this is a nice application. And I think it's only 99 cents. That's MotionX GPS.
So I found a map last night called Up Next HD Maps. Heard of it? I had not.
No.
I downloaded it, and it is cool, but I feel like it's not as cool as what you just showed me. So what I've done right now is just... but I like to, you know...
I want to show you all the stuff.
Choices.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So this is Petaluma. I've went ahead and located myself, you know, with a locator, and here we are at our Twit studio. What I have already done is I've gone through and connected my Foursquare account. So if I was to say, hey, are there any Foursquare friends of mine nearby that have checked in? It would say, why, yes, Leo checked into his home recently. There's another one. Oh, Tom went to Acre Coffee, which is something that Tom does. Tom's got to be nearby somewhere. But that's
all the time.
So there's a little bit of a social aspect to that. But you think, well, you could do that on Foursquare. Or Tom has probably already shared that information on Path or something like that. So, all right, well, what else does this map do? Well, it gives me nightlife options. If, for example, I am really interested in doing karaoke after we finish iPad today, well, after I finish TNT, rather, it'll tell me karaoke bar options in the general area in Petaluma.
Some? Let's go.
It doesn't seem to
karaoke
be
time.
Anything. It's sort of weird.
When a man loves a woman.
Yeah, it just got really dark and it's
there's
probably,
no karaoke
it's probably
here.
Like, you
it's
know.
It's actually banned within city limits.
Oh, please.
Oh, it is.
Now, what about dining? I am interested in bagels. That's what I want right now. No results. Well, Petaluma, aren't you
There's
great?
Something wrong with that map. We've got bagels.
Cafes.
We've got bagels, I promise you.
Well, maybe
there
there's,
you go.
Maybe it's got a, you know, something that has bagels.
It's downloading the bagels right
in
now.
In the description. So I've got quite a few Starbucks and something called Jacqueline's for my cafes. This is the sort of thing where, again, Petaluma, I know Petaluma pretty well, so it's not really so helpful. It's not like I'm going to be looking for cafes or pizza places in this area. But if I'm in a different area, then it's helpful. And the social aspect is kind of nice. What is cool about it, though, is you click on these 3D cities. It's up by the search bar in the upper right. Now, not every city is a 3D city, but many of the major ones in the U.S. are. So if I was to choose, I don't know, let's go to a city I've never been to. I have never been to Minneapolis. So we'll go ahead and, okay. So here we are in Minneapolis somewhere, and why am I not seeing my 3D view? How do I do that? Oh, it just happened in San Francisco.
Maybe we don't have 3D view here.
No. It's oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just wasn't zoomed in enough. So, there we go.
So, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's very almost like virtual world stuff.
Yeah. It looks like Second Life. Yeah.
It does. In a way, it's a little bit of like a rudimentary virtual Second Life type of a world. But it's kind of a neat way to look at a city I've never been to before. Maybe I have. You know, that's fine too. And you can navigate your way through buildings that I must assume are somewhat similar to how they would actually look in real life. I've actually already looked at the 3D view of San Francisco. And for the most part, they got the colors of the brick buildings correctly. Union
it's
Square
cool.
Kind of looks like Union Square type of a thing. So for whatever reason, you are interested in sort of flying through a city, this is an interesting way to do it. It took me a while to kind of get the rotation in order so that I could figure out a way to easily get around a city. Of course, you don't see any people or cars, so there is sort of a weird Vanilla Sky quality to all of this. But it does give you a lay of the land in a unique way. So that's Up Next HD Maps.
So one thing we haven't touched on yet, but it's something that people really want, is turn-by-turn navigation. So
yeah.
Really, I think the iPad makes a wonderful GPS. In fact, I think it's one of the reasons people aren't buying GPSs, you know, the standalone Magellan or Garmin GPSs anymore, is because this is a bigger screen. It's easier to read. It has voice. It has all of those things. Traditionally, initially anyway, the GPS apps were expensive, $100 for TomTom and the like. There is now a 99-cent, one no subscription, one-cost GPS map. I didn't tell you about this earlier.
It's okay.
Called GPS Navigation 2. It's from Skobbler, S-K-O-B-B-L-E-R. It's the first. Skobbler's a German GPS company. And now they do. Now, this is online only. So they do offer for a fee if you want offline maps. You can get the entire world for $10 or country by country for a few bucks, $5.99 for all of Europe, for instance. So this is pretty sweet to get turn-by-turn directions. It's using OpenStreetMap. I think that's one of the reasons it's less expensive. And I don't have any problem with OpenStreetMap. I think OpenStreetMap's great. It's a crowdsourced kind of the Wikipedia of mapping, and it's become very, very reliable. They have car directions as well as walking directions. And let's pick an address. Let's go to in California. I don't have any addresses. Let's go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. How about that?
That you're crazy.
Well, I want to visit.
You also wrote E-Sylvania.
E-Sylvania. This is Washington. You can see now why I have a keyboard. D.C. And let's go up here, Pennsylvania. There's the street.
But you're in California.
I know. I'm going to have to change that.
What are you doing?
Well, it's going to be a long trip.
Oh, I see. You're starting in California.
I'm starting.
You're not looking for 1600 Washington, Pennsylvania.
No. I'm starting.
All right.
Let's say I'm going there. I don't care really where I'm going.
Let's just hit the open road, man.
Let's just hit the open road.
Yeah, we don't even need a Desto.
There's the usual disclaimer. And now I'm going to get, and you can listen to this, turn-by-turn direction. So it's going to walk me through this. This is a 99-cent, not $99, turn-by-turn directions app.
And there's no subscription fee.
No subscription fee.
You've got a long drive ahead of you, 3,000 miles.
It's a bit of a trip.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna really enjoy this.
It's worth it, yeah.
Now, if you do want the offline, and you know, that's one advantage that Garmin and these others have, is you don't have to be online. You can, as I said, buy the maps. They have a lot of, there's the night view. It's not, you know.
It's a dollar.
It's a dollar.
Yeah.
And that's why I mentioned it. I prefer, and I'm going to mention this again, and I've mentioned it before as an app cap, MotionX GPS Drive. That's the GPS version of the MotionX, the Drive version of the MotionX GPS I just mentioned.
Got it.
So there is a separate 99-cent app called Drive, but if you want turn-by-turn directions, you pay. It's not very much. I think $10 a year for the voice, and you can get different voices and so forth. So a couple of good choices there, but this one is 99 cents, no subscription fee. GPS Nav 2 just came out from Skobbler, S-K-O-B-B-L-E-R.
Love it. Now, you have Open Maps Pro in this list.
Yeah, I think Open Maps deserves...
Does it show us something else?
No, I just wanted to mention them because I think they deserve a lot of credit. A lot of these apps we just talked about use OpenStreetMaps.
Yes.
OSM, and it is a fantastic resource. And so they do offer their own standalone app. It's actually much less capable than the apps that we've talked about before. But, hey, it's kind of cool that it's there. And I just think the OSM deserves a lot of credit. And all the contributors, it's just exactly like Wikipedia. If you've got a GPS, you can. And in fact, I've done this. You can sign up for an OSM account, and you can actually, as you drive along, record your track. If you don't have a GPS, you can go into the OpenStreetMaps, correct one-way streets and stuff. And by crowdsourcing, I think they've got some of the best maps out there. They're actually, I would say, just as good as the commercial apps, at least in highly populated areas. OpenStreetMaps. And they do have their own application, although I prefer some other applications that use their data instead. And I guess that's what Apple's going to probably use.
Do you know anybody who has said, you know, I fixed a one-way street that was listed as a two-way street on OpenStreetMap? You have?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, because Wikipedia, you've got these extremely involved, they really take it seriously, editors and community, and, you know, you've got rules about what you can and can't do in Wikipedia. So I guess OpenStreetMaps has that.
It's exactly the same.
That's great.
It's exactly the same, and yeah, this is the MotionX GPS Drive, which is different. So there's two different MotionX, and it looks, as you can see, looks a lot like the MotionX GPS, but this has turn-by-turn directions on it as well, and you have to pay for those, but it's not very expensive. I've been very happy with MotionX, all of their products. So they have a variety of voices. the variety of optional packages, you can get other. So, $9.99 for a year of voice guidance. So if you're really cheap, you can get it for 99 cents.
Yeah.
If you're a little less cheap, but this is online, a year is $9.99.
Well, it depends on what you need to. If you don't really need any offline access, then that dollar is
fine. I use GPS Drive all the time. It's my favorite GPS.
Well, we have showed you quite a few maps. You had no idea, did you?
Map mania.
We are map crazy.
I'm not even done.
Well, you better be.
My app cap has a map.
Okay. Well, see, we're going to bring it all around. You're not adding any more maps to this list.
No.
The people at home are probably already like, okay, maps, you got it. You get point A to point B.
Yep.
All the links to everything that we just mentioned and their prices and all that good stuff, you can find at our website at twit.tv/IPT. That's where not only our show notes are, so everything that we talk about, if we mention news articles, every app will have a specific link back to how you can buy it or download it for free in the App Store. That's our latest show, episode 101. This is actually still encoding. That's why it says video not available yet. But
that's how far ahead we are.
Yeah, exactly. We're from the future or the past.
Yes.
I don't really know what you call it.
Yes.
That was our 100th show. It was really fun. So yeah, this is our mothership. twit.tv/IPT. So all of our show notes are there. So you don't have to feel behind or like we went too fast or maybe you were listening to the audio feed because we offer audio feed as well as video and you'd kind of like to see something, you can go ahead and
it's all there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even the phone number. And
Everything you need to know about us.
And you can't help
stuff
us.
Stuff that we don't want you to.
Because you can go to the wiki and add to our show notes. But Sarah does a really good job.
At least the basics.
Yeah.
Pretty much the basics of everything we talked about is there. And that's also where you get links to subscribe to.
You could record every outfit that Sarah wears so that she can keep track of that if you'd like.
Unfortunately, we have something in my eye. Unfortunately, I don't have that many clothes.
I've never seen this before.
Well, this actually is new.
Okay.
But everything else, like these pants...
I'm paying attention.
...are from Tech TV.
Yeah. Most of my clothes are from Tech TV, too. I'm still wearing...
Like,
I have a whole wardrobe over there.
These pants are a decade old.
Shirts from Tech TV.
I got no shame. Whatever. They
Why
still
not?
Fit.
10 years?
What are you going
to
do?
Hey, that's something to be proud of.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I think things might have shifted a little bit, but they still fit. They still fit. Now, over the next couple of weeks, our live shows are going to be a little herky-derky because we're shooting at weird times. But remember that we do air every Thursday. Usually we're live at 1:30 p.m. Pacific and 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. But that's when our shows are going to come out just like normal. So if you're wondering, when should I expect the show? If you subscribe, nothing will really seem weird to you at all, hopefully, if all goes well.
I certainly hope not.
Me too.
By the way, there are different Motion X apps for iPad and iPhone. I see somebody saying it's just a blown-up iPhone app. It actually isn't. There is an HD, so get the HD version of Motion X. They make a sleep app, too, that does the same thing as the Fitbit. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, Lizard over here, Lizard77, uses it to measure her bounces.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So you can, instead of wearing a...
Wouldn't a fuel band
do that? Same thing.
Seriously?
It's the same technology that's built in the fuel band, but it's in your phone, so you don't need an extra device. The only thing is a little painful to strap the phone to your wrist when you sleep. That's the only negative.
Well, you know, it's more important to look good than to feel good.
I agree.
So.
And it's not how you feel, it's how you look.
Right.
And you look marvelous.
Yeah.
You know, our show today is, ironically enough, brought to you by Ford. That's kind of cool.
We didn't really think about that,
yeah.
did we?
It
just happened.
Yeah, you do. If you have Ford Sync, you've got a GPS built in. Actually, Ford Sync is kind of interesting because it's a turn-by-turn. Even if you don't have the big screen on the car, you don't have to buy the big GPS screen, it will walk you through it on the little LCD screen. It tells you where to go. So that's nice. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the My Ford mobile app. Have you seen this yet? This is really, really sweet. My Ford mobile. You find out about it at ford.com/technology. Boy, it'd be really great if I had the copy for this My Ford mobile app in here, but
that would be helpful.
But I don't. You know, I'm going to just have to wing it.
Wing it, man.
Yeah.
You're the king.
So the deal is that Ford increasingly has realized that the interior of your car these days is a consumer electronics device. And they've also realized, and I remember them telling me this, you see right there that where it says, there you go, it says smartphone apps, that's app link. And where's my Ford mobile? Keep looking for it. It's on there somewhere.
They have a lot of information. at Ford.
This is all the technology. This is all the. This is what they're really doing. So My Ford Mobile is an app and a website designed to keep you in communication, for instance, with your Ford Focus Electric. The apps are available on iPhone. They're available on Android, should you happen to have one of those. And I think there's a BlackBerry one, too. They have things like the value charging feature powered by Microsoft that lets you, with a push of a button, tell your car to charge only in the least expensive electrical times. There's a trip and charge log. There are maps of charging stations, charge settings. There's even a trip planner built into it. There it is. My Ford Mobile is an amazing app. They realized that the car as a consumer electronics device meshes perfectly with your smartphone, and there are things they can update quickly on the smartphone. Of course, a little harder to update the car. So they made this My Ford Mobile has an onboard wireless module built right into some Ford vehicles, including the 2012 Ford Focus Electric. That means the car, get ready for this, is talking to the internet and giving it updates. So your smartphone app or the My Ford Mobile website is actually talking to your car via the cloud. They use 3G technology. So that you always have up to the minute access to the vehicle's information, a full suite of remote control functionality. This is kind of amazing what they're up to. I am a big, big fan. Ford has really done amazing. I'll give you an example. You lose the car.
Yeah.
You fire up My Ford Mobile on your smartphone.
Find my car.
It does. It uses, I'm not kidding. It uses the GPS in the car. And the car knows where it is. It sends it up to the cloud, back to your phone.
I need it in the garage next door every day.
The phone knows where your car is.
That's great.
You don't have to remember when you get out of the car to push the button.
Or you walk through going, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, I've done that.
Listening for the car.
So I've done that so many
times. I have too. And I worry, like, am I going to unlock my car and someone's going to take it?
Well, I'll give you, here's another example, okay? You're in a dark parking lot. It's late at night. You're a little nervous.
Scared.
You want to be able to get in your car quickly. Mm-hmm. The phone will unlock the car for you.
Nice.
As you come
no
close,
fumbling around,
no
in
fumbling
the purse
around for keys,
it's or the
really,
merce in your
really,
case.
Really, I have a lovely merce. Don't mock my merce.
I think it is nice. Yeah. I'm just saying, you have a merce. I have a purse. Are you done?
Yeah. Ford.com/technology. Find out about My Ford Mobile, available right now on your iPhone, Android phones, and of course on the web as well. My Ford Mobile. Now. You have a handwritten letter.
It's show and tell time from David Williams.
Wow.
This is kind of funny. So we get packages to iPad today. And
we do.
A lot of times it's people saying, I've got this product. I'd like you to talk about it if you like it, type of a thing.
Right.
This guy said, my name's David, and a customer of mine asked me to reach out to you. I'm not interested myself, but somebody who bought my product thinks that this is great. So anyway, what he has made is something called Comfy Designs, C-O-M-F-E Designs.
It looks like ears for your iPad.
What is it? Well,
iPad
I've got
ears.
It on my iPad now. These look, I guess they're sort of ear-like. What it is they're supposedly little comfy handles for when you're going to be
using... Do I really need handles for my iPad?
Using your iPad for an extended period of time. So my initial reaction was, what? I hold my iPad all the time, particularly if I'm reading in bed. That's when I hold it.
But see, that might be good for that.
Well.
No? What is it designed for?
It's designed for comfort.
Comfort.
Honestly.
Anytime.
That's pretty much
Do
all
it
is.
Do you find it more comfortable?
You see a little bit of like divot type stuff on the
yeah,
back that
grip,
I guess is.
Little grippies, yeah.
I guess it's kind of supposed to be for your hands, although I don't actually think that I would hold it this way. I'd hold it more comfortably, kind of like this. I like them. I guess if you have maybe wrist issues, this is something that you actually might feel like is worth $50 because that's how much this is. $50. I mean, they're nice, but they're just plastic. I mean, it's not like it's made of gold or anything in here. Comfy Designs. It's always nice to be able to feel something like this. It's like it does make it here. You want to feel it real quick?
Yeah. Can I feel your...
You can feel my iPad. Just be gentle. I mean, it's nice.
Very, very lifelike.
Right. It also makes it heavier.
Very
natural. It's a sort of thing.
They aren't light. It does add a little weight to it.
Yeah. So it's...
You know what would be good for a driving game?
Maybe that's something I hadn't thought of yet. Because it's not as if it's some sort of a stand. Doesn't really do anything except make it feel bulkier in my hands.
You know who you are if you want or need that. Yeah. And that's where you get it. Comfy with an IE.
It was a Kickstarter project. They've gone ahead and made it into a real thing. So in that sense, I say, good on you. $50 seems like a lot to me. But hey, what do I know? I don't ever make anything.
I think you might have hit the nail on the head. It's people who have carpal tunnel or some sort of repetitive stress.
I guess you could also use them to give a little bit of an angle, like we were seeing in that video when somebody wants to do some drawing.
As long as we're doing show and tell, you remember the old Jambox, the Jawbone Jambox?
Sure do.
Nice little speaker.
Yeah.
I used to carry around with me all the time. It's all grown up. Holy cow.
It's a big one.
This is the giant Jambox, the new big one. Actually, it makes sense. With a speaker, the bigger the speaker, the better able to move air it is, and the better the sound could be. So this is the same as the little Jambox, but it's just $100 more.
Is the speaker actually radiating out from three sides?
You know what? I could play some music. You want me to?
Sure.
It's a Bluetooth speaker, so it's wireless. You charge it with them. They have a power port now on the new one because it's so big, but also they have a USB, micro USB charging port. I'll turn it on, and one of the fun things is...
Ooh.
It has a lot of sound effects.
I like
that. So I'm actually going to pair it. So I'll show you how easy it is to pair. I'll press the
Bluetooth. Jambox is in pairing mode.
Here, I'll turn it around.
Waiting for device to connect.
So now I'm going to turn on Bluetooth. This works on any phone with Bluetooth, but it also works on the iPad. And momentarily we will see the Big Jambox by Jawbone.
I like how they just called it the Big Jambox.
It is big.
It's not Jambox 2 or Jambox Pro.
You notice how big it is.
It's big.
And I'll start playing some music on here, and you'll notice...
Jambox paired.
Yeah, I love how it talks to you. I think that is so much fun. Let me play a little bit of music, and you'll see this can really fill the room. And I think that's really the point of something like this. What should we play today? How about a little Modest Mouse?
Sure, Leo.
Gravity Rides Everything.
That's actually a really good song.
Yeah, I know. I play stuff that you like. It's got easy-to-use controls on the top. I'm going to press the plus to turn it up.
You know what? That sounds really good.
It sounds really good, doesn't it?
It's also very loud.
Sorry, I'll turn it down. and by the way, it has next buttons, previous pause and play, so I can pause it. And it talks to the iPad or the iPhone or any device with Bluetooth in it. And it has a built-in microphone. So you can also use this as a speakerphone.
Ooh.
So I think that's really the market for this, is in your office where you don't want to have a full stereo or your cubicle, but you might want something with some decent sound on it, but also a speakerphone that you could have group phone calls on. Certainly there's no privacy if you're using it as a speakerphone. So the Big Jambox. Now, it is a little bit pricey.
How pricey?
I think it's $300. Can you check on that for me?
Yes.
But I believe that that's the price. But sounds good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, stereo is a little weird because it does have, I think it has 8 or 9 speakers. There's a bunch of speakers in here, but there's no stereo separation.
Are we allowed to be playing this?
No. It just happens to be...
Let's turn it off.
This is from the original motion picture. Accepted. Did you see that? It was a good movie.
What?
Where they got accepted to college, but they were like my age.
I think that was in a car commercial.
It is $299, so it's off by a buck. It's probably $299.99, so I was off by a penny. The Big Jambox. There it is, baby.
Make sure you turn that off in your settings so that if you need to...
It makes a nice sound when you turn it off.
No, in your Bluetooth settings, so that if you do anything else on your iPad, Chad can hear it, right?
I just turned it off.
Oh.
You're very smart.
That was a cool sound.
Isn't it? Here, I'll do it again. When you turn it on, it makes a fun sound.
I love that.
And it talks to you. That's actually the best thing about a Jambox. It's the sound.
I will say, and yes, I was sitting right next to you, that it sounded pretty darn good. I mean, no, it's not a home theater.
It's not your B&W 602s, but it's okay. It's okay.
I have better speakers than the 602s.
You do?
Yes. I got the CM8s. Whatever.
This girl
you
is
know
living
what?
Large.
Come on.
She is very rock and roll.
So we got an email from Julio.
I forgot one thing. I could tell you battery life, too. Let's do this. You want to know what the battery life is?
Yes, actually.
Battery is about 3/4 full.
Isn't that nice?
It is nice.
And she has such a nice voice.
Yes, she's great.
battery is about 3/4 full.
You can tell I'm a lonely man.
You are lonely. Hey, you know what? It's a nice lady voice. They know who their customer is.
They know exactly who their customer is.
We got an email from Julio Ojeda Zapata, who actually wrote TNT and said, this is actually a cool story. And I said, it's great for iPad Today.
He is a really great guy, Julio.
He is a
great
guy.
You know who he is?
Yes. He's been a guest on TNT several times.
Star Tribune, Star Register, or something like that.
Pioneer Press.
Pioneer Press. I knew it was two words.
Yeah. But his article is illustrating how the Concourse G at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport is being converted into what's going to seem like a crazy Apple store. They're putting iPads on every table in every restaurant.
I've seen that in the airport before. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well,
you order through the iPad.
I think there's certain areas of LaGuardia.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a JetBlue terminal. Mm-hmm. Am I right about that?
Yep.
I think that's where that terminal is.
Yep.
So it's not the first airport to go like crazy iPad. But they say when they are done with it, the Twin Cities Airport will have a total of more than 7,000 iPads. 7,000. Not like 50 or 200. That's like, I don't, like, it's going to be hitting you in the head in the bathroom or something. 7,000.
That's everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
And of course, then I'm, you know, cynical me. I'm like, at a restaurant, it's going to be so dirty and blah. But it's like, so is the silverware that I'm using.
When they wipe off the table, they wipe off the iPad.
Yeah. It's also going to act as charging stations. So, like, wherever the iPad is, they'll also have maybe, like, a couple of outlets
so you
hanging
can charge
out
your
in the middle of the table.
I like that.
So you can charge your stuff and, I don't know, read Facebook or whatever.
They got to do something with those airport taxes. You know, it's like $100 to land at an airport nowadays. They're just buying iPads. That's what they're doing with it.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my iPad, and my iPad is my very best friend, particularly
when you're flying.
Travel. You need it. You have to have it. And I feel like I need I need data.
There's a Singapore budget airline called Scoot.
Scoot.
That took all of the they reused Singapore airplanes. They took all of the entertainment units out, saved them 2 tons per plane.
Holy.
And they just rent you an iPad when you get on. And it's so smart. It's so smart. And it saves on their fuel costs, and people are happier than with even those entertainment units in the back of the seat.
The entertainment units are pretty horrible.
iPad. Yeah, you want your iPad.
Yeah, iPad is nice. Hey, so I didn't
love this.
I didn't realize what?
You're going to talk about waffles.
Yes.
I love waffles. And I'm not talking about the food. I'm talking about the cat.
Okay. I was like, I'm afraid that I'm going to disappoint you because it's a cat named Waffles.
I know Waffles.
But you knew
is.
What I meant.
Sure. Ozzy and I visited Waffles.
Chad's cat Waffles has perfected the 4-finger swipe on an iPad.
This is amazing. I'm not kidding. This is amazing. Watch. He's playing. These are cat games, right? So
these are games for cats.
Which work. Do you use these for your cats?
My cats are not that bright.
Watch this. Oh, now watch. Watch, he's going to swipe. This is truly amazing. And what's interesting is he swipes to the next cat game.
He's like, oh, no.
So Chad has to swoop in here because he doesn't understand. He can't read keep playing.
Keep playing. And he's like, you know what? This laser pointer thing is not like the mouse game.
No, he liked
that
the mouse. He's a smart cat. He knows that the laser pointer is not a mouse.
I'm not sure why his name is Waffles.
Yeah, back to the mouse.
He doesn't look like
Waffles.
A waffle at all.
But you ought to try them with maple syrup.
Oh, no. Very cute. So anyway, if you were wondering, hey, what's Chad's cat look like? That's Waffles.
Chad, does a cat scratch the glass when he's doing that?
No, the Gorilla Glass is really good.
Oh, that's good.
You can hear the
I know.
Yeah. With their claws. But
right.
Yeah, it hasn't ruined the iPad
yet.
It's,
you have to really try. I mean, you got to go in there with a knife.
Really?
Yeah. And etch out a pentagram or something if you
Remind
want any.
Me not to get you angry. That looked like a little too practiced of a move.
And it's just because I'm left-handed.
You know,
so I have better practice.
You actually have to use a knife.
One,
iPad Today two. Brought to you today. Little too good at that. By Go to My PC. This is a neat app for the iPad that lets you access your office computer anywhere you go. You know about Go to My PC. The best remote access is from Citrix. Here's what you do before you leave work today on your Mac or your PC. Go to the website, gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free button and use our offer code, which is iPad, just iPad, and you can get Go to My PC on your office computer free for 30 days. Now, go home and download the iPad app. There's an iPhone app, too. And now, suddenly, on your iPad, or you could use it if you want to use a laptop or a desktop, you can do that too. You're accessing your office computer, Windows or Mac, just like you were there. You could send and receive email, run any program, access any network resource. It's all available to you from anywhere, so you don't have to stay at work. It's going to be a beautiful summer. Why stay late at work? Just go home and use your iPad, or go to the pool or the beach. You know, hit the road. Go to London, for crying out loud.
Do it.
And log in and connect to your office computer from your iPad. Go to My PC. They've got, Android tablet, too. I wasn't going to mention that. Go to My... And by the way, the apps for the iPhone and the iPad are free.
Good.
Go to MyPC.com. Trial code is the offer code, or promo code, I guess we call it, is iPad.
That's right.
Absolutely free for 30 days, and it's a great product. Go to MyPC.com. And we thank them for their support of iPad today. They're excited about that iPad stuff. In fact, all this stuff they're doing on iPads.
Yeah,
everywhere.
It's very professional looking. We've got a duh tip from Barry. He said, recently I deleted a photo from my camera roll. It's my worst nightmare, Barry. And then I realized, I need that back. So what did he do? He went to his photo stream, and there it was. Then all he had to do was tap it, choose the send to icon, or whatever it's called, and then pick camera roll, and then you can re-download it back to your camera roll. Barry says, for me, this alone is reason enough to enable iCloud and PhotoStream.
PhotoStream is great, and now that you can delete individual photos, because that was the only reason I turned it off, was I didn't want all of my photos to appear on my PhotoStream everywhere.
Yeah.
But once you can delete individual photos that you don't like anymore, it was great. By the way, remember yesterday, and I'm looking at my photos, this will remind me, not yesterday. It was the last show.
Yes.
Or the two shows ago.
No, it was,
I did the trick desktop.
Many moons ago.
I did the trick desktop where I took a picture of the desktop with the icons.
Yeah.
Something weird happened to my iPad. I turned it off, and those icons wouldn't go away. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I've tricked myself.
It's just a wallpaper, though.
Yeah. No, I had to restart. It confused the iPad. And it actually underscores something that you may not have known. Here's a duh tip. How does Apple get the scrolling so smooth on the iPad? Turns out, you're not actually scrolling icons or folders. Apple turns this desktop into a JPEG. Oh. You're actually just sliding a picture around.
Oh.
So it's a very clever trick. And I think what happened is because my desktop had icons on it,
Apple was like, wait a second.
The operating system thought it was briefly one of the images. Because when I would go to this page, and it would be that wallpaper stuck there. Now, I had to turn it off and on again, and that did it. So it's interesting. Actually, Lou M.M., who's a programmer at Microsoft, says it's not a JPEG, and you're right. I'm sorry. It's a vector image with a transparent background. But it is a static image, and that's how can it smooth. And that's really, really
clever. I never even thought about that. I never thought to wonder what's actually going on.
You know why I'm aware of it? Android does not do that. And so there is a screen redraw of every icon and folder, because those are actual icons and folders.
Yeah.
It slows things down.
Interesting.
So using an image of the icons and folders makes it so much smoother to scroll back and forth.
Well, they must be. I mean, they're updating all the time, because I'm rearranging my apps regularly. I mean, most of my...
Oh, yeah, it updates it.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean...
Sure.
But
it's much faster
often.
To update it in the background while you're sitting there.
Right.
And then move that in than actually have to rewrite the icons. Which they do on Android, and it's sometimes very slow.
I do want to mention this app that you were very excited about. Zombies Run is the name of the app, because...
I love this app.
Angus in Australia was watching a recent show of ours. It was episode 100, actually, and how you recommended BitGym. And it was that cool...
Yes.
You get like a virtual trail.
Right.
You know, as long as it can tell through the accelerometer that you're running.
Right.
Angus says, I know of an iPhone app you might be able to use on the treadmill with an accelerometer activated as the tracking method on the iPad.
I don't think
even
you can.
Though Angus says I run outside using GPS as the tracking method on my iPhone. What this is is a game, I guess, but it's also a workout regimen called Zombies Run.
Yes,
and it's like a audio story that you listen to.
It's so fun
while you're running.
Yes,
but then you
collect items as you're running around.
Yeah,
and if
you set your own soundtrack,
right.
So like it'll just be sort of interstitial
every
stories.
Once in a while. It'll say, the zombies are there, quickly turn left. So it takes you on a new route. It's really fun.
Okay, so I went ahead and downloaded it. And again...
Basically, it's the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. This is an iPhone app, and normally I don't really have a huge problem with that.
And you're not going to run with the iPad, let's face it.
Well, that's the thing. But see, I went to the gym this morning, actually, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to say...
Did you try it on this?
Yeah, because I thought maybe there'd be enough, like, bouncy bounce.
Yeah. Was there?
But there wasn't. I mean, maybe, depending on how you run, maybe if you're a certain weight, like, the whole thing is going to be bouncing enough. But I couldn't get it to accurately be counting my steps, which is key. Because the whole point of this is you've got these missions. You know, if I start a mission now, this is actually, it's like setting up the story. So it's, this is, we're not going to play this whole thing.
So you'll see the township as we loop round.
But it's like, this woman is, you're going to get
dropped
somewhere in
the middle of nowhere. This is why you're slowly jogging. You listen to this narration.
Right, exactly. Sorry, that was really loud. But, you know, and you go through, you see like, okay, I got about 14 minutes of this, and it sets up what your story is, and you get introduced to certain characters. Let's go ahead and stop the mission. But that is a, go ahead and return to a base. That is a story mission. You also have supply missions. Now, I haven't unlocked any of these because I realized, you know what? This is actually one of those iPhone apps you really need to.
You want to run around with it.
Yeah, because you need it to be attached to you.
I bought a wrist or a arm, you know, bicep band for my iPhone and everything so I could do this. And I bought special shoes to do that.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you didn't ever mention it to me.
I was a pick on MacBreak Weekly about a month or two.
What they have done.
It's really cool. I didn't know you'd be interested. I thought you hated zombies.
Well, I like iOS.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'll try anything once if it's on iOS. What's neat about this is that you can choose either GPS or the accelerometer, which is great if you are a runner and, like, yeah, sure, you can have the iPhone strapped to your wrist, but maybe you're on a treadmill. You're not actually going anywhere.
Right.
So that works out well. In my experience, this is not a great iPad app because you're not going to run with an iPad strapped to you.
No.
And if you do, you're just making it too hard on yourself.
Yes.
But it is a really neat
idea. It's a great iPhone app.
Yeah. I think it's about $8.
Was it really? Was it
something
that much?
Like that? Yeah, because you got a variety of missions.
It's
and
actually more for me because I bought a $100 pair of running shoes and I bought a special $60 bicep holder.
I think that's how much it was. But if you think about it, it's almost like they call it a season. Like you buy a season of a story.
Right.
So it's not unlike, I guess, buying a season of
I just
The
thought
Walking Dead.
This is going to be the first app that's going to make me run.
Yeah. Well, and if you slow down, they start going like, zombies are getting closer. And, you hear these sort of like beep, beep, beep. So,
you know, this does work on the iPod Touch, which might be a little bit even better than the iPhone to carry around.
Yes, it
does.
Zombies
Run.
That's where the accelerometer comes in handy as well.
Yep, yep.
So that is zombies, run.
Run!
Exclamation point.
Run!
Thank you so much to Angus for bringing it to my attention. Once we start our iPhone show, you better believe this is the first thing that I'm going to pick up.
It also integrates
with
RunKeeper if you use RunKeeper.
Yeah.
So keep track of your runs. And
yeah, I need any incentive to make running fun because I think it's the least fun thing in the world.
I usually play, Sarah, run! She's got a knife. She's going to scratch your Gorilla Glass.
Sarah, what's you doing? Another episode of iPad today. Run! We're banking too many episodes. Hey, so Bill in L.A. has a question for all of us. He says, hi, Sarah and Leo. This is Bill from Los Angeles. I love my iPad, too, but I haven't found an app that allows me to Zoom when I'm shooting video. I record my son's high school basketball games, but I can't Zoom in on a great shot. What is up with that?
I wish
he'd
watch
help?
Our show.
What's that?
Because we talked about that the other day.
Well, maybe Bill is very busy with his son.
He missed. It was it Video 360? I think it was. Let me see if I can find the app.
Now,
Movie 360.
Now, what Bill
and it
is
was
talking
the selling
about.
Point. It was the selling point of this particular app. Was it was the only app I know of that you can actually Zoom while you shoot. Now, let me unblock my camera so I can actually have a picture here, and I'll start recording. Now, remember, this is the one that had the sketch. But you can also just do normal recording. You
sure.
don't have to use one of the filters.
Yeah.
You start recording, and while you're recording, zoom in and out. It's not super smooth, but it's...
And it's not, with you're not pinching.
It's optical.
Yeah.
It's also optical. I mean, there's no built-in zoom on
you
the
iPad.
You
mean it's digital.
I'm sorry, it's digital.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're absolutely right.
But it's like, it's a little bit, you're not going to do anything too artsy. You can kind of go in or out.
Are there other apps that do this, though? That's the question. And it's only doing 4x zoom, so it's not a super zoom.
But I think that would be helpful, if he just wants to get close in when his son's looking like he's going for a layup or something.
Right.
By the way,
it gives you a little...
who's wondering, hey, does this really not happen? And by the way, Bill says he has an iPad, too. So the picture quality isn't even as good as the new iPad. But I mean, I'm looking at a picture of ourselves.
So you can't pinch zoom that, right?
Well, this is if I was going to take a picture, you can go ahead and do that. And in fact, when he first asked me, I was like, can't you? And then I realized, oh no, he's actually talking about video. And truly, you can't. If there's a way to do it, it's not obvious to me. I don't think there is. Yeah, you pretty much have to go third-party app for this.
Yeah.
But Video 360 is a great one, and you did talk about that recently.
Movie 360 is the actual name, you're right. And I think it was an app Kappa a few weeks ago.
Yes, it was. We want to hear from you. We say this every week, but it's always great because you keep sending us really good ideas or questions or comments or app ideas. Love it all. Write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail. I haven't gotten very many voicemails lately.
Please.
Cat got your tongue? 757-504-IPAD is our Google Voice number, or you can always send us a video as well. Chad did, and Waffles was featured as our iPad Star of the Week. That could be you next
That's
week.
That's going viral, that video.
Mm-hmm.
That
viral
is
stuff.
Awesome, awesome.
I didn't really
video.
Ever see Waffles really do the four-finger swipe, but I'll take his word for it. Seemed like Chad did it,
No, he did it. That's how he moved to the next application.
Yeah, with his human hand.
No, before that, when he was playing with the mouse, and then he went like that. Mm-hmm. Watch. See, Chad's going to prove this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Watch. All so right. He's playing the mouse game, mm-hmm. and then he... Oh, whoops, he swiped down, and the other game came in.
Okay.
Because it's not really the four fingers, because cats don't figure... Right. It was a four-pad.
Four-pad swipe.
It was a four-pad swipe.
Okay, yeah, my mistake. That's amazing. Magic Cat. Okay, so this app is actually another suggestion. Michael in Austria suggested it to me. Didn't make any sense, but I tried it, and it worked. It's pretty cool. He says... This app called Photo Beamer beams your photos to any computer, which is a very easy way to show your iPhone photos on a bigger screen without having to set up anything. And it goes with the site photobeamer.com. Leo, have you heard of this?
I'm sorry, I'm changing the channel on my TV set. Photobeamer.com, never heard of it.
Oh, you're watching television, are you?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. I guess I should ask you what could be so interesting that you would not listen to Photo Beamer.
Well, nothing. That's why I'm changing the channel.
How are you doing that? How are you doing
Look
that?
Look at this.
Leo?
This is the new Slingbox app has the remote. Look at this. This is so cool.
Whoa.
That is so cool. So it's Dish, too. I'm watching it on my Dish.
Does that look exactly like your Dish remote?
It's exact. It's the same remote.
Why can't they make it cooler? It's virtual, for goodness sakes.
Because I know how to use
Look
this remote.
Look at that thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Fletch Lives. Oh, shoot. Now I got to go back. So I'm watching the DVR. These are my recordings. Is this the coolest thing ever?
That is actually really cool.
So Slingbox is the device that makes this possible. You go and you get a Slingbox. You can buy it at Amazon or Best Buy or find out more at slingbox.com. And then... what you do is you put it on your home theater system. So you connect it up to your Dish if you got Dish. Or, by the way, it works with everything. So, of course, DirecTV or your cable box or your set, whatever you've got. And because it's got on the back, it's got all of the doohickeys. And then one more thing, one doohickey extra, it's got an Ethernet connection on it.
Ooh.
So that suddenly puts your entire home theater system online. Now, you can watch anything on your Slingbox from... your computer, from your iPad, your iPhone. They have apps for everything. This is the Sling Player app on the iPad.
And this is not just watching live TV. This is like stuff you've DVR'd.
You saw, I went to the DVR. I can go to the...
I think a lot of people don't realize that you have all of the functionality as if you were at home.
Right. Well, you saw the remote. Everything, all those buttons work. It's pretty... And if you have TiVo or DirecTV, it'll show that remote. It's pretty smart.
Oh,
it's really slick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really slick. Slingbox.com/twit if you want to learn more. Visit your Amazon or Best Buy and buy yourself a Slingbox. This is the last missing link to make your iPad the ultimate personal television. Slingbox.com.
Well, now that you've gotten that out of the way,
yes.
What do you say you hear more about Photo Beamer while
yes.
we wear some really good-looking hats?
Is that your app cap, Photo Beamer?
Yes, it is.
Perfect timing.
You know, I love my hat. Remember we got those hats the same day from our Austrian friend?
Isn't this
friend?
Great? Yeah, these are real.
They're beautiful.
They're not. This is not some, costume.
And
I feel like...
What's the name of it? It's got a certain name. It's a certain kind of hat. Because sometimes people will stop me on the street and say, that's a something-something.
It's a Tyrolean hat?
Tyrolean.
You look and they happy love it. To see.
Only thing is, it's kind of, it's like, it's like, I think it's wool. Soft so they're a little.
And low may you bloom.
That's not
and
how the song
grow,
goes.
Bloom
Edelweiss
and grow
does not bloom soft
for...
and low.
I don't remember the lyrics.
I think it's Blossom of Snow.
Blossom. But doesn't anyway. It? Don't I look like a Von Trapp singer
well,
that I should be?
Sure, if I squint a lot.
Christopher Plummer in his early years?
Sure. Yeah, you look like a young Christopher Plummer.
Before he was
right.
a wizard.
Captain Von Trapp, everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
you
hey,
should
listen.
See my Lederhosen.
Listen.
I think the hat's been distorted somehow.
Well, well, that's one of your issues.
How about this? Ricola!
That actually worked. Yeah. You get your vuvuzela.
I love
and
this.
You could kind of recreate just, something a little weird.
Anyway, thank you to our... I don't remember his name, but the Austrian viewer who
I don't
brought
either.
Us
I'm
both
sorry.
These. And these are, by the way, not cheap. Expensive, fancy
no,
hat.
No, they're beautiful.
Yeah,
they're, yeah,
this is the real deal.
Love them. Always get compliments when I wear my hat. People
it's
go,
from Innsbruck.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Innsbruck. Mm-hmm. I've been through there once. Mm-hmm. Okay, so photo beamer. I sort of set this up beforehand, and Chad, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to move this whole thing out a little bit, which I know normally would be a bad idea, but you kind of need to see.
What is going on here?
You need to see my computer at the same time. Now, okay. let's look at my iPad shot and make sure that we can actually see this all in one. Well, you sort of can here. Let's do this.
All right. So this is going to be something that interacts with your laptop and your iPad.
That's
obviously.
Right. Okay. So here,
I'm guessing it's going to beam a photo from one to the other.
That's right. So here is photobeamer.com, right? So it's like...
Oh, wait a minute. That's a QR code.
Looking for some sort of QR code.
Yeah.
I now have the Photobeamer app up on my iPad. So now I go ahead and select a photo. I've got this little button down here to select a photo.
Oh, so you can,
it'll
okay,
pull
anything
up my
on your
camera
okay,
roll.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I say, okay, well, what's the photo that I want to share? I don't know.
Just pick anything. No, it doesn't really matter.
You know what? All right, fine. Just I'm going to pick a photo
random
of Sam.
Okay, good.
Now, as you can see.
How did it do that so fast?
Because when you first.
Wait a minute. That's not possible.
It is possible.
It did that in like a second.
It's possible and probable and legal. All the, oh,
is it on
things.
The website or where is it?
It's Beam. I don't know. What you do.
Is it,
what you
is
do,
it on your computer?
Yeah. Well, right now it's just, I'm basically, it's almost as if I'm looking at it online. And by the way, it's not just this photo. If I go ahead and swipe.
Yeah.
The next one swipes.
Oh, get out of here.
You get out. Get the heck out.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Get out. Seriously,
how does it do
leave.
That?
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. It's like some sort of a virtual.
What is that a picture of?
That's, a thing on SNL. Because I knew Kristen Wiig was leaving, so I was taking all these pictures. I'm like a really big fangirl. So,
you could sit a little closer to the TV next time.
Yeah, well, I know. I was really. I was trying to be artsy. But this is.
So that is witchcraft. That is
isn't
absolutely
that
witchcraft. So,
Yeah. This is the, I mean,
you must be on the same. You're on the same Wi-Fi network. It must require that, right? How could it be that fast?
I don't know.
What is happening?
Initially, what you have to do is you have to hold up your iPad, and it has to. It's like it's the QR code.
I saw that you matched the QR code to signal that you were together.
Right, right. Yeah. That's all I know. It's magic.
That's the fastest thing I ever saw. Because, you know, remember, with just the part of the reason this came up, I'm sure.
What's neat, too,
is
because
I was saying you have to get the photo connection kit and USB cable and all that stuff.
Or bump.
This is
faster. You know, we were talking about, you can bump between the two. It's really fast. And what's nice is, let's say I get to a photo, I'm showing you, and you're like, oh, that's great.
You must be a level 60 wizard.
Look at all this. This is so cool. I love this picture of Leo. Then you can just go ahead, right-click, save as. Save the picture.
And is it the same? Is it the same resolution?
It is. That's on the iPad.
Wow.
So it's the same photo.
Wow.
Where it stops, nobody knows.
I don't know how it could be that fast.
I don't really get it either. And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I really should have tried to, like, turn this into data and see what happens.
Well, no,
I mean,
I'm sure somebody. No, our audience will tell us.
That's turn some, it into data.
It's something
like magic.
Very magical. That's
Photo Beamer. It's really cool.
Wow.
Thank you so much to, I forget your name, the very nice person from Austria, Michael, that sent this to me. That's one of the coolest things I've seen in a while.
I got something you might think is kind of cool.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's why I'm wearing my Captain Von Trapp hat.
Okay.
So wouldn't it be nice if you could, before you get in the car tonight and you're on your way home, see what the traffic is like on your route home?
Yes.
Well, there is something that actually uses the combined community to let you know not only how traffic is, but where there are speed traps and more. We were talking about maps. This is called Waze, W-A-Z-E.
Okay.
And they have iPad apps, they have iPhone apps, they have Android apps. And really, the more the better, because the idea is all of you are driving down the highway with your smartphones or whatever, and they can measure your speed. For instance, we have an orange alert. That's a slowdown right here. This isn't even a highway. This is Petaluma Boulevard North. There's a little traffic slowdown. They're averaging 13 miles an hour there. See, it says so right there.
Yuck.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
This is called Waze. Now, you can report things like a speed trap. You can use it for navigation. It will do that for you. It will also share. Now, I didn't sign up for a Waze account, but if you have a Waze account, you can share your mood. if you're a top scoring Wazer, you can even get a little gold, silver, or bronze. I'm a Waze newbie.
So it's like part actual good information, part fun game.
Well,
stuff?
They gamify it to encourage you to use it.
Yeah,
because
okay.
The more you use it, the more accurate the traffic information will be, right? So it is. It's fun. There's a scoreboard. There's groups. There's social networks all built into this. You know, you could put this on your iPad, use your iPhone for turn by turn, whatever. I just think it's kind of fun. And it is a really clever idea to get this information. Remember, Apple is looking for traffic information. They said when people caught them collecting that information on the iPhones, mm-hmm. We're going to build a traffic network. Because if you think about it, all of these phones driving around know exactly what the traffic is like all over the place. And you can see other Wazers, too, as you're driving down. Like, there's a couple of Wazers going
so
right by. Wave as they go by, right?
Yeah, you go like, Waze rules, man!
Hey, Wazer.
Me too.
That's an anonymous Wazer right there. Let's see. Going by on 101. That's left for fast. This is a serious player. He's got some points. He's going over 40 miles an hour. You can ping him. So you can see other Wazers on the highway. This is a guaranteed crash. It's going 16 miles an hour on this street on McDowell Boulevard. So as you head home, before you head home, these are other ways. Speed trap. We got a CHP officer right there. This is probably illegal to do this.
Yeah,
I don't
really.
Know.
Not really supposed to know.
Now,
that.
I should point out, this is 22 minutes ago. The guy may have moved on. But that is really handy. Now, this is the Richmond Country Club Golfers Group. So you can have groups. And a lot of people use it that way. In fact, as we get closer to Santa Rosa, which is the bigger city to the north of us, you can see there are quite a few Wazers and maybe a few other speed traps along the way.
Maps and games.
Isn't that a good idea?
That's gamification
of everything. This is Waze, W-A-Z-E. I suspect there will be other apps with Waze interface built in as well. I just think this is a really... So we'll see your route. There's a lot of Wazers in that area. So.
Yeah.
We'll see your route. And as you get closer to San Francisco, of course, there are going to be even more Wazers.
Well, I'm glad it's free. I don't know if I would pay to use Waze.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah,
it will also
fun.
Give you alternate routes so you don't get stuck. And you can do it on your Mac as well. So good idea before you leave. I think you should download this right now.
Yeah.
And before you leave, because you commute a long commute.
And I never know.
You don't know.
I have to look before I get on the road because I'm not going to wait for traffic alerts on AM radio. It doesn't happen fast enough.
No. In fact, that really is what this is about. This is the response to the fact that traffic on the radio is useless. So they just always say the same thing. When I drove home from Tech TV, sometimes I'd have to, the bridge would be closed and I'd have to spend the night because you would never be able to get home.
You have another bridge, you know. Got two bridges to choose from. Three, really, if you really want to go out of your way.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. We're at the end of our hour, Leo.
We have to.
There aren't any bridges
left.
Honey,
the bridge was closed.
I'm just going to stay in the city tonight. Don't worry, I have a change of clothes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, everyone.
Wonderful show.
We love having you.
Now you know where you're going and how to get there.
Don't ever get lost. And if you do, call. But not while you're driving.
We'll see you next time.
On iPad today.
Ow-oh. Ow-oh. Ow-oh.
Ow-oh.